It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And before we get started, I want to remind everyone to check out our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. There you can find all our social media, and we would love to hear from you. I've already put a link to what we're talking about today on our Facebook page.
Oh, look at you being organized today.
It's Not Just You on Facebook, and Stacy and Lynn Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter, and we would love to hear about you, especially today's topic, very current, very topical. What are you doing for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like I have said all along that I feel like, I love Halloween.
Yes.
Like, in fact, I will share all my Halloween decorating photos
on
our Instagram page.
I have to say I went there Friday. It's amazing. I said she should charge cover.
You got yourself a little haunted house thing going on.
It's just
unbelievable.
It's just awesome. Really decorated.
I love people who do like wild and crazy stuff for Halloween.
It's not wild and crazy.
Oh, the morgue?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's pretty wild and
all
crazy.
All right, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
In a good way. You're going to have to check the website and the Facebook to see these pictures.
Yes.
I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. All right. Yes, awesome. I will share them. So I love Halloween. And then when people started saying, Halloween's been canceled because of COVID, my response was, this is the holiday that was made for COVID. You're outside.
Right.
You're wearing a mask.
True.
And you know, you can social distance easily. So, but again, I understand, like, my kids aren't little anymore. So most kids go out trick-or-treating in groups.
Mm-hmm.
They're not social distancing, probably. So, yes, there are considerations.
Well, ever since I was a kid, I always remembered the house that gave out the full-size candy bars.
Oh, my husband, my husband has to be that house
so
every year.
Yeah. Since the time I've owned a house, my whole life growing up, I remember the house. I remember the street. It was on Granada in Livonia. I never saw really the family, but it was the Gray family, I guess. But they always gave out full-size candy bars. And I said, when I'm an adult, I'm handing out full-size candy bars. So I always wait till like they go on sale at Costco right around Halloween time. You know, so I was with my husband and I start putting them in the basket and he goes, what are you doing that for? Halloween's been canceled. I'm like, what? Are you the only person that knows this? Why would they? I don't think that's true. He's like, yeah, it is. So I was like, well, I mean, I'm not going to be stuck without candy, and Costco will let you take things back, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if, as long as it's not open, obviously. But so anyways, I got the candy and even had to go back to get more because someone in my family has a little bit of a sugar tooth. And so I had to go get more because I started seeing on the next door app, people were saying, oh, we're coming out. We're handing out candy. You know, we're not saying Halloween's canceled. I mean, because there was a lot of talk about it on the website.
So my subdivision has like a board.
Okay.
And they sent us all an email saying, you know, kids are going to be trick-or-treating. We would prefer that everybody put a table outside and hand out candy from the table. That way it's easier for the kids to stay socially distanced. And that way they're not near anybody's home, which may or may not contain germs, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess just being outside is better.
So I have, and we have on different podcasts, applauded all these people that are doing so many creative things, whether it's for seniors in high school or, you know, drive-by parades.
Oh, yeah.
And all these kind of things, right? Well, of course, someone has to say on this next door app, hey, guys, let's get creative. We're doing a candy slide.
Okay.
What? What do you mean? Wait, was it you? Because
no.
I don't really ever see who, what?
No, but that is what's on our Facebook page, is the instructions from Jill of All Trades, our friend
Yes.
Jill Washburn.
Yes.
On Fox 2 on how to make a candy slide.
What? I don't, how?
It's PVC pipe, and she spray painted it, and you can decorate it, and she tells you like what angle to put it at so that the candy slides down. And then she even has a backup one, which I think is hilarious. Only Jill would do this, is if there's no way for you to have it at an incline so the candy can slide, she gives you directions on how to use it with a leaf blower so the candy,
oh my gosh, see,
shoots through the tube.
See?
Candy catapults and
I was thinking like candy slingshot. I mean, you know, I'm not that person that this, you know, creative when it comes to
I think it's hilarious.
Oh, it is. I was thinking I was just going to put each candy in a Ziploc bag and like not touch it for 5 days. Just put it out there and say, look at you're on the ring doorbell.
The germs on the thing, because as we've come to learn about COVID.
But I don't know. Really, I feel like some people are still worried about touching things.
Yeah,
and
I think some people are. I think it's mostly getting too close.
Okay.
But again, if you're outside and the kids are wearing a mask and you're wearing a mask while you're handing out candy and you're on the other side of a table, like I mean, believe me, I'm all for being careful and I understand the numbers are going back up, but I think the numbers are going back up because of people who aren't being careful.
Yep.
Yeah, I just sounded a little judgy there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna own that. But I do think it's like I'm just so a little sidebar here. I have to break up with my favorite restaurant because they've been so good. They've been so careful. And so I go there once every other week for breakfast. There's a morning I need to be out of the house. I was in there today. Two guys walked in, not wearing a mask, sat at a table that was marked, you know, don't sit here because of social distancing.
Right.
And the waitress had to ask them to move. And then it was obvious that she knew them. But I'm like, you know what? Then they should have walked in wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like that. And now I'm not going to go back. Because right. if they're letting these guys not wear masks, they're letting other people not wear masks.
Right.
And so
do you still think, though, that kids are going to go up to the door to get candy at all? Or is this not even an option?
I don't know.
It's going to be just going to depend on what the people in the houses do. If they're out in the driveway, then fine. But not
right.
everybody has a driveway, I guess. And, you know, I'm sure I'm sure what they were thinking when they thought of canceling Halloween was, you know, you walk up to the door, people open up the door.
Yes.
And, you know, then the germs are getting traded and stuff like that. So they're like, if you're going to do it, try and do it with some distance. Try and do something. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that it's going to be nice weather and not like snowing.
It does look nice because, okay, I love Halloween. Thus, you will see from the pictures of my house. And so I was really looking forward to it being on a Saturday because I was going to throw a bash. I threw a bash 5 years ago. It was awesome. It had two waves of guests, like the first guest left, and then more people showed up. It went on until the middle of the night. A glass got broken. It was an
awesome
party.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to recreating that, and now I can't. So I'm doing it in a smaller, less than 10 people, kind of outdoors way.
Mm-hmm.
So I am doing something little and half outdoors. I have a patio heater. I have a fire pit. Like, you know, you can go in and get food, but we'll mostly be hanging outside. But the weather does look good.
I asked on my personal Facebook page prior to the show today, like what people are doing. And I asked about parties.
Uh-huh.
And sounds like that's mostly like people are saying, you know, it's going to be outdoors with heaters,
yep.
socially distanced, and only really with people that I've been seeing, not like, you know,
like I would feel comfortable having you at my party because I've seen you. We've been around each
right.
other and I keep getting tested and I keep testing negative.
Yes.
So obviously you're negative, or if you're not, I'm not catching it from you.
Right. So you're already immune to
works for me.
If I have
exactly.
it.
My friends are doing the same thing. The people who I've gone to a couple of their driveway gatherings over the summer, you know, where we're all sitting plenty far apart and there's a garage and stuff like that. And it's a very small number of us and we're wearing masks if we're close to each other. So we're going to do a Devil's Night party day before so that they can still pass out Halloween candy. But just, you know, the friends getting together and having some laughs in the backyard.
You know,
in the driveway.
I'm sure that the mask I have is definitely, definitely COVID proof. My friend just gave it to me on Wednesday. It was, you know, the old fashioned mask with the rubber band and you're all plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wonder Woman.
Okay, that's.
And there's not even nothing. Your mouth is not open at all.
It doesn't even have the little tiny slit. Oh, that's hilarious.
No.
Oh. Remember those masks? Oh, they were so
yes.
uncomfortable.
The late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they were the worst.
Sweat to death.
Oh. They
I
had
swear,
a smell
if
to
we
them.
Had started wearing those
yes.
in March, COVID would be eradicated.
Yes, because I wore it just for 10 minutes in the car, and I was like, whoo, I can't breathe. I can't. I'm sweating. I'm dying. There's nothing getting in here. No
well,
air.
I asked my niece what she was doing for Halloween. She lives on the other side of the state. She has three little girls, ages 4, 3, and 5 months. And I'm like, are you going trick-or-treating? But again, they live out, like they live on an acre of land, I want to say. So they're kind of spread out. And she said, no, the girls have gotten too much candy from parties at school anyway. And she said they, and the houses are spread so far apart here, they don't know that they're missing anything.
Sure.
So she's like, if we lived somewhere else or if they knew, I might let them go to a few houses. But for now, she's going to take advantage of the fact that the girls don't know that there's something that they might be missing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, good for you.
That is right.
Yeah. Take advantage of that while you can.
Right, I was gonna
That's
say.
Just good advice to all new
yes.
parents.
For
yes.
anything. Don't disappoint somebody unnecessarily.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
There's no need for it.
No.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to say it. Like, oh, we could be going trick-or-treating. So sorry.
Right, but we're not. What's trick-or-treating?
Exactly.
Oh, it's just where you get a bunch of candy, dress up, lots of laughs. No, don't worry about it.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But you're not missing anything.
Don't worry about it.
But we'll do it next year.
For sure. Someone wrote that, and I feel bad because I wasn't, I guess, really thinking this, but this woman wrote, you know, actually more for herself after 20 years of like loving to hand out candy, seeing the adorable outfits. She just doesn't feel it's safe for her to be doing that. So she's making a donation to Forgotten Harvest. And then someone else replied and said, you know, just because you're so sweet and so kind, I'm going to make a donation on your behalf of Forgotten Harvest as well. So, I mean, I thought that was a nice thing. She said, instead of the money I'd spend on candy,
that is
I'm going to donate it.
A good way to handle it. Because there are a lot of people suffering because of COVID that are needing Forgotten Harvest and other organizations like that. And I'm sure the kids, when they go out this year, are probably going to find a lot more houses dark than they usually do.
So that's what I meant. So I think if you have the candy and you want to get rid of it, pretty much you should probably sit at the end of the driveway. Because that's all I'm saying is, even if my light's on, are people going to want their kid, like you said, to come up, the door opens? That's where the problem lies.
Well, I think
lies.
If you've got like a pumpkin lid, or I have a giant cement skull instead of a pumpkin.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Is it probably really a human skull that you got somewhere along
the way? If only.
Right.
If I've got that and my porch light is on, that means come get the candy. Although I do have kind of a long driveway and it is a slant. Although that was always my thought. It's like, if you can make it up my driveway,
you deserve
the candy.
Yeah. Now, speaking of pumpkin lit on your porch, I would love to have had that. I bought 4 pumpkins this year. Now, I've never, ever, ever had this in my life, but an animal destroyed all of my pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked like they had a, what do you call the drill? Like a drill to make a complete circle. Like they did it almost looked like I had tried decorating it. You know what I mean? And you know those pumpkins that they make where it looks like the pumpkin threw up?
Yes.
I don't know. What the heck this person? I'm praying in my mind it's a squirrel. I mean, I'm praying
that it's a squirrel.
A squirrel. Yes. Yeah. And it has not been caught on the Ring doorbell. This varmint has gotten through 4 pumpkins and not once caught on the Ring doorbell, which by the time the 4th one hadn't been touched, I specifically put it right in where the camera would see it. And nothing.
There's something wrong with your Ring doorbell.
It catches everything else.
Okay.
It seems like this guy's stealth-like.
Something I used to spray pumpkins with.
I sprayed like a pine saw on this last one. And for a good 5 days, nothing was happening. I was like, ah, ha! And then all of a sudden,
the pine saw
you might
wore
need
off.
It to have sprayed it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm surprised you have, I don't remember seeing squirrels at your house.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like,
there's squirrels everywhere.
I know.
But maybe it's a raccoon.
Oh, it could be a raccoon. But,
I love raccoons.
Well, they're the best. In the city.
They already have costumes on.
I believe the city I live in also has a rat problem.
Oh, really?
So someone said, I just hope it's not one of them.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
And then I just put the for sale sign up.
Wow, this has turned into a very scary conversation.
Well, so I would love to have the pumpkin lit. I'm going to have to go get a fake pumpkin.
Yes.
And put a candle in there.
And light
it. Or sit at the end of the driveway, whatever. If it's a nice night out, like you said, I would like to sit on the end of the driveway and do that.
Yeah, that's what my husband's going to do while I have a party with my friends.
There you go.
And it's so easy to just go as like a mad surgeon and have your surgical mask on and like blood all over your scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's such a good costume for this year. Like I'm wearing a mask. I'm outside. I'm seeing the kids. I'm passing them out candy. But I'm a mad surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my idea.
That is a great idea. I haven't even thought about costumes yet. I've been so busy decorating my house. I haven't even thought about a costume.
Do you have backups like from years past and stuff?
Yes, but the problem is they're very much indoor costumes.
Ah.
One is Wonder Woman and one is Wilma Flintstone.
Super revealing.
And they're
yeah.
also pre-COVID weight. So there's a number of problems with these skimpy tight costumes.
Come on.
A number of issues. Nobody, that would be really frightening though. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see like somebody tried to put the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in a Wonder Woman costume.
Well, unfortunately, the Wonder Woman costume my friend got me was for children up to 5'2".
Okay.
I mean, it's legit. She got it at an antique store. So it's legit that plastic costume that you stepped into. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do this until I pulled it out. And I was like, it says up to 5'2". I mean, this is going to look like I'm wearing, you know.
That's going to be really revealing.
A one-piece bathing suit.
Right.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Because it's supposed to have legs and everything. It's pretty funny. Well, but other people said that they are not handing out candy. They're going to a party.
Okay.
Their kids are going out. Most everyone's saying they're letting their kids go out. Someone said that their subdivision already did a Halloween parade this past weekend mm-hmm. and gave out candy at the end. That's nice.
That is nice.
I do know that there was a big thing that you could go to at our golf club this weekend. One of the trunk or treats. Yeah.
Yes.
So they did all that, did a really nice job,
spread
that
out.
All.
Yeah.
I mean, for little kids, that's not a bad deal either. I mean, you go car to car, you get candy. I mean, for like the little kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's probably better for little ones.
Yeah. My friend who has little ones. So,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
6 and 5. I
guess, like I said, my initial reaction was, I feel like this is the one holiday that doesn't have to change that much. You know, like Thanksgiving, we're already rethinking. You know, Christmas, and we're going to have to wait and see what happens to Thanksgiving before we even think about Christmas. Like, we're taking everything week by week, day by day. But I don't know. I had felt all along, like, Thanksgiving, it's already outside. It's already...
You mean Halloween.
Halloween, sorry. Yeah. Halloween. It's
I was
going to
say, how do you do Thanksgiving at your house? I know. I was like, that's so cool.
I will say...
You're like the pilgrims in the old days.
Well, Thanksgiving 2 years ago at my house was like it was outside, as we had no
heat. I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that. I think, did you have heat at all? Did you have electricity? Because I thought people
We had electricity.
Cook. Okay.
No, there was another one where I couldn't cook.
Yes.
No, I've had them all.
Okay. That's so funny.
There was the one where I was cooking the turkey on the grill and it burst into flame.
Oh.
There was the one where my mother-in-law flooded the sink.
Oh.
We'll have to do a Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah,
again.
I think so. My gosh. Maybe a two-parter. I mean, it sounds like you had a lot. So one of my friends wrote, for the first time ever, we are not giving out candy. Just don't want the worry.
Yeah, and I just want to say to the people, like the woman who gave the donation, mm-hmm. and even if you're not giving a donation, don't feel bad. Your health is the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there will be Halloween again next year.
Yes.
You know, your health. Nobody should feel bad about the decision they're making.
No. And like someone else, one of my friends wrote that they're not taking their son out, but instead that they're going to hang at home, make fun snacks, watch a movie. She got a spooky gingerbread house kit. We're going to pass out candy by putting it on a table at the end of the driveway and replenish as necessary. I mean, again, I think that's a fun memory.
I do too.
Like, let's make some fun, you know, those really cool. I'm sure you probably do somewhere. It looks like a finger, the snack.
Oh, I've tried making those little cookies that look like a finger with the almond.
Yeah.
They did not turn out.
No.
No. What? That was not a skill I possessed.
Really? Some of those look really.
Yeah.
Very cool. But I mean, that's a good memory too.
It is a good memory.
And just have fun. And especially because it's on a Saturday night.
I know. Speaking of that, someone who's really dreading Halloween is my son, who works at a pizza place.
Yes.
He's like, I can't get the night off. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, your night is going to be horror filled. Like,
wait, isn't it the most night of people ordering pizza Halloween?
I don't know.
I swear. I think
that sounds familiar to me.
Yes.
I think that's
really?
Right. Yeah.
I thought it was the night before Thanksgiving.
No.
No.
That's the biggest bar
night
of the year.
I know, but I thought, so the kids go to the bar, the parents are in ordering pizza. I don't know. It's either that or... Must be Halloween or Super Bowl for pizza. Yeah, I don't know. He's been dreading it. And I'm like, dude, it's one night. You can do anything for one night.
That's right.
So, yeah. We would love to know what you're doing for Halloween. Again, you know, go to our Facebook page, share your stories. Lynn's going to share the link of what her friends are doing to our Facebook page. And that way you can get some ideas if you haven't made a decision yet. I've shared the link on how to make the candy slide, which even though I asked my husband, I'm like, do you want me to make you a candy slide? And he's like, no, I got it. And I was hoping he'd say yes, because I really wanted to make one.
Oh, well, you can make me one.
Okay.
Someone else just added, they are doing candy in bags at the end of the driveway, but they're thinking a rope or a line with clothespins. Grab and go.
Okay, see, I love that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm good. Because I have...
It's from my friend Kathy. She played on our volleyball team, Stace.
Oh, Kathy. I like Kathy. She's very good. Because I have that caution tape. Like, wouldn't it be fun to hang caution tape and clothespin stuff to that?
Okay.
See I'm just how adding the idea, on to Kathy.
I was going
to
say brainstorming.
I'm just adding on to Kathy's idea there.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, I need something creative. I mean, now that we're hearing about
clothespins. I think we could do caution tape and clothespins on your porch easily.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you could just, like, the kids could get them and then you rehang them up.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to help you set this up.
All right. That sounds cool.
That will be a plan for Saturday afternoon.
I like that.
Now, see, that's the thing. We're just sitting here talking about it. We're coming up with creative solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not getting involved in my husband's because that's his thing.
Yeah. Now, for your party you're having, though, are you going to wear a costume?
I haven't decided. I know, like I said.
I know you said you hadn't thought. I just didn't know if it was like you want to.
You don't have to.
Thank God.
If I think of something creative, but I kind of have given all my costumes. Over the years, I ended up giving all my good stuff I wore to costumes to the theater department at my son's high school.
I think I gave you some too. So, yes. But also, I might just go as a cold person. Even if I dress up, I just know me. I love being outside.
Yeah.
But I'll like my jacket on too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So no,
I'll need a costume
that
incorporates.
If I'm having a party that's partially outside, you need a costume. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to be a total nerd. I am going to, and I know his name, but I can't think of it right now.
Bob?
No. The guy who.
Thank you, Remy, for getting that. Some people, and I'll keep going,
yeah.
John?
Yeah.
And they're so sweet. They'll keep going, no. And then finally I'll do 10. Like, no, I don't think you know him. I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about. I just do that.
I'm going to be the guy who discovered the South Pole.
Oh.
That great explorer. Do you know his name?
I don't, but I
know who I'm talking about, but I can't come up with his name right now. Come up with a costume like that. Like somebody who discovered the South Pole or somebody a scientist who works with penguins.
What?
Because you have to dress warm.
Well, no, or I'll say that's just, no matter if I'll just come as myself, but people say, who are you?
I'll just be like,
I'm Sonia Smith. Who's that? The woman who worked with penguins one time.
Yeah. She's the head of the penguinarium at the Detroit Zoo. You don't know her?
Duh.
Well, but then you put a name tag on, like Detroit Zoo Penguin Department.
Okay, perfect.
Head of penguins,
see?
Susan Smith. There's your costume. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I know the guys. I'm going to, as soon as this podcast is over.
Is it Jacques?
I'm gonna
is it
think
something
of the,
French?
No, it's English.
Oh.
I'm going to think of this explorer's name.
Jude.
Yeah, no. And he didn't really discover the South Pole. But he's the one who saved all his men when they couldn't discover the South Pole.
Wait, wow, that's really deep.
It is really deep. He's a very interesting man. Okay, that's it for today's podcast. Again, though, we'd love for you to share what you're doing and so everybody can get ideas and brainstorm the way we did just now. And thanks
Happy
for joining
Halloween.
Us. Happy Halloween.